There once was a man who had a daughter called Clever Elsa. When she had grown up, her father said, "It's time for her to get married." "I agree," said her mother, "if only someone would come along and take her." At last, someone named Hans came from far away, and he began courting her. However, he set one condition. Clever Elsa had to prove she was really smart. "Oh," said her father, "she's as bright as the newborn day." "Oh," said her mother, "she can see the wind coming down the road and hear flies cough." "Fine and good," said Hans, "but if she isn't really smart, I'm not going to take her." Every time Viv and her father came out of the prison, they had to stop for a minute or two so that Mr. Pierce could rest, could get out his handkerchief and wipe his face. It was as though the visits knocked the breath from him. He'd gaze back at the quaint, grey, medieval-looking gate like a man who'd just been punched. "If I ever thought," he'd say, or "if someone had told me." "Thank God your mother's not here, Vivian, to have to see this," he said today. Viv took his arm. "At least it's not for much longer." She spoke clearly so that he would hear her. "Remember what we said. At the start, we said, it's not forever." He blew his nose. "Ah, that's right. That's true." They started to walk. He insisted on carrying her satchel for her, but she might as well have been holding it herself. He seemed to lean against her with all his weight, and every so often he let out his breath in a little puff. He could have been her grandfather, she thought. All this business with Duncan had made an old man of him.